experiencing even saying that is extra, but what's more important for us much of the time is noticing. That's why we say caught in self-centered, holding to self-centered thought. That's the noticing of pointing and encouraging, redirecting us. That's what noticing is, noticing clinging, noticing holding, noticing caught. And that allows us to be non-clinging, be experiencing. Or we just notice clinging. Note the clinging as a device to be just this moment, be this compassion, which is our, if I use such words, true nature, or it's the wisdom, compassion, interpenetrated that is who we are. But it requires us to notice when we're caught up in thought, feeling, emotions. That's the entrance to non-clinging, to which is experiencing, different ways of saying who we are. No need to say it, and yet, as in the Heart Sutra this morning, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Exactly. In a sense, you could say form, emptiness is interpenetrating. So form, just form. That's emptiness. Emptiness, just emptiness. That's form. So Hakuin Zenji has a verse which I've talked about in the past. Sentient beings are primarily all Buddhas. Like ice and water. Apart from water, no ice can exist. Outside sentient beings, where do we find Buddhas? Of course, that's us. And it's also everyone we encounter. Unfortunately, as Zazen Wasen continues, not knowing how near the truth, we seek it far away. What a pity. We are like someone in the midst of water, crying in thirst imploringly, like a child of the rich wandering away among the poor and suffering in all sorts of ways in our poverty. Suffering because we cling and are caught to, entangled in. We forget that our life is primarily Buddha. Not just our life, but our life, meaning everyone and everything we encounter. That's why non-clinging is entering into this experiencing moment. Experiencing isn't inside this skin with something else outside. It's the universe experiencing the universe. Some Zen teachers, in my experience, used to address their students, bodhisattvas. Not just in my experience, we have texts like that and cases like that in the various collections. I imagine, I don't really have experience with this, a true Sufi would address everyone they meet as beloved. When I was a yeshiva student, I had a Rebbe teacher who would address us students as a group, tzaddikim, or individually, tzaddik. Tzaddikim means righteous ones. Tzaddik is someone who lives a righteous life. But if we don't hear this, then despite the fact that we say it, we don't hear it. We need to attend what is being said. What we are saying, what we are believing or not believing, and what we are caught up in. That's why practice requires this of us. That's why we start with caught and self-centered. So in a way, our task is to address everyone and everything we meet as bodhisattva, recognizing and acknowledging them, and of course ourself, for who we are. But instead of that, we believe and hold on to all sorts of negatives, judgments, even positives. And then we make trouble. We poison this universe. So despite sentient beings, primarily all Buddhas, we miss the water that we live in. We forget that we only meet Buddhas, both in terms of our own experiencing and everyone else. We have the Bodhisattva's vow to remind us, when I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe. Real form is this moment. It's not something we need to go look at elsewhere, and yet it requires us to experience all the never-failing manifestation, never-failing manifestation of this truth, of this, you could say, mysterious truth. It's only mysterious because we try to figure out and then get trapped in entangling thoughts and feelings, self-centeredness. This truth of this awakened life that is our life. And of course it's even worse when we, not just as an individual, but as a group, because of group pressure, because of who knows what, we are forced or decide to deny, act against this basic awakened life that we are and that everyone we meet is in every situation. That's the opportunity, otherwise we poison ourselves. We poison ourselves with self-centered differences. Even if we use some sort of ideas of oneness, those become pernicious if we try to enforce them, because then we make judgments of others who aren't doing it the way we want. So, when we recite caught in self-centered, holding to self-centered, that's the pointing to us, to be this no-nature that is self-nature, this Buddha nature, this true nature, which is no-nature, which is this non-clinging moment, which is experiencing. So, please, make good use of your life. Live your life as this Buddha Bodhisattva that you are, or as this opportunity to make the effort that's there so as to serve this compassionate way that you are, which is naturally being just this. Thank you.